Hey guys, this is Bill Kavanaugh from the Pacific Queen. It's just after 5 o'clock on the afternoon of Sunday the 4th. We are out on the offshore tuna grounds fishing a day and a half trip, and we've had fairly good fishing today. We had a pretty good lull, I'd say late morning. We didn't catch a whole lot. We saw fish pretty decent, but we didn't catch a lot of it. And it's starting to liven up here this afternoon. We haven't had any great hits or anything, but we're up to, I think, 68 bluefin now here for the day. And I just wanted to check in. One thing that I've noticed is it sure seems like this fish is, now that it's had a pretty steady week of fishing pressure on it, it's definitely getting a lot more touchy. Guys that are doing the best are the guys fishing light line. Guys are fishing 20 pounds with 20 pound fluorocarbon and smaller hooks, like a number one live bait hook. It's definitely more of a finesse thing here now than it was. And the guys that are fishing light line are doing best. So anyhow, that's our report. If you guys are going out on an overnight or a day and a half trip out of San Diego, I would definitely recommend bringing some lighter gear, 20 pound line, some fluorocarbon, some smaller hooks. And anyhow, that's it. We have 3 more hours of daylight here, so we have plenty of fishing time. And I just checked in with the landing. We do have a day and a half trip with some availability on it coming up midweek. It is a trip that departs Wednesday the 7th and fishes on Thursday. The trip before that is sold out, or sold out until the night of the 7th. Day and a half trip, fishing Thursday, getting back Friday morning. And it's got some space available, but I would imagine with this decent bluefin tuna fishing, it will get sold out here fairly soon. So anyhow, that's our report. I will check in at dark. And we're out.